At the White House this week, President Biden took a victory lap over his judicial appointments.
For the first time in a long, long time, we have a bench that looks like it represents all of America.
Biden made diversifying the federal bench a top priority. NPR Justice Correspondent Carrie Johnson reports.
President Biden has now appointed more than a quarter of all active federal judges. His close ally, Senator Richard Durbin of Illinois, trumpeted that legacy yesterday.
Mr. President, in confirming 235 lifetime judges during your administration, we have made history.
Biden appointed the first Black woman to serve on the U.S. Supreme Court, Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson. He named more women of color to federal appeals courts than all previous presidents combined. Biden picked a dozen openly LGBTQ judges and the first four Muslim Americans to serve on the federal bench.
His legacy on the federal judiciary will stand out as one of his most signature imprints on this country and on our justice system and our democracy.
That's Janae Nelson. She's president of the NAACP Legal Defense Fund.
It's going to mean that when challenges come before our federal courts, that the American public can have greater faith in the outcome of those decisions, that they were considered by people who reflect a broad range of values and backgrounds.
The Supreme Court, dominated by a conservative supermajority, takes only a tiny fraction of cases each term. That means the lower courts will have the final say on many important controversies. Lena Zwarenstein is an advisor at the Leadership Conference on Civil and Human Rights.
Every single one of those judges are making important decisions about every aspect of our lives, whether it's who can vote and where we can vote, who has access to health care, who can marry the person they love, who is paid fairly, and so much more.
She says this White House also made a point of stressing professional diversity by advancing civil rights lawyers, labor lawyers, and public defenders. Some of those lawyers arrived on the bench directly from such groups as the ACLU, the Brennan Center for Justice, the Center for Reproductive Rights, and the Innocence Project.
For far too long, the people who were considered to be fair and neutral were white, male prosecutors or big law attorneys, and we know that that is not right.
Biden appointed more than 45 former public defenders to lifetime tenured judgeships. Sinelli Gubani is executive director for Gideon's Promise. That group trains and advocates for public defenders.
That is absolutely a lot of people, and I think the power in that is knowing that those voices are sitting in the rooms where the decisions are made.
Over 4 years, Biden appointed one more federal judge than Trump did during his first term. Because they serve for life, judges can long outlast the presidents who appoint them. President-elect Trump is expected to take a much different approach to judicial selection than Biden did. Ed Whalen's a former Justice Department lawyer who now works at the conservative-leaning Ethics and Public Policy Center.
I think he'll be looking for the best candidates he can find. Of whatever race, ethnicity, or gender.
White men made up about two-thirds of Trump's judges during his first term in office, and he has a ready-made group of dozens of lower court judges to consider if a vacancy arises on the highest court in the land over the next 4 years. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.